On 90.3 KAZU, I'm Mary Jane Peters. College scholarships often target high achievers, but a program at Hartnell Community College in Salinas is finding success by going after unlikely candidates. Today, the school's Women's Education Leadership Initiative reaches a milestone when it awards its 100th scholarship. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Edna Valdez walks out into the courtyard at Hartnell Community College, looking every bit the part of an average college student, with her skinny leg jeans and smartphone in hand. But this 31-year-old is anything but typical. Her bright, cheerful smile goes a long way at hiding all the obstacles she faced to get here.
There's been a lot of hardship in my life.
So much hardship that tears well up in her eyes when she thinks back over the past 10 years, how both her brothers met untimely deaths, how she battled cervical cancer, and how, when she finally got herself out of an abusive relationship and settled in her own apartment with her son, she lost it all.
In 2010, I lost my job. I lost everything, my apartment, my truck. So then that's when I decided I needed to do something better with my life and provide for my son, so I decided to go to college.
School was another struggle, both finding the time to be a student and a mom, and paying for it. Then a friend encouraged her to apply for a scholarship and mentor program called the Women's Educational Leadership Initiative, or WELLE.
The WELLE program targets students who are lacking the leadership and life skills to be successful with their college education.
That's Karen Hegman with the Hartnell College Foundation. She oversees WELLE. She says each year the program accepts 25 women. Many are single mothers, first-generation college students, and low income. The program does a few things. First, the women take an intensive leadership and life skills course where they learn about things like budgeting and networking. Then, each receives a $2,000 scholarship that can pay for school or help her overcome any obstacle to her education.
If a student has a car that breaks down and it's becoming an issue for them and they can't get to class and they're facing dropping out because of transportation issues, then they can use that money to get that tire fixed or whatever it is.
Finally, they're paired with a mentor from the community for a year, which leads to how this program got started in the first place. About 4 years ago, Wells Fargo executive Valerie Schlotthauer was working on Hartnell's scholarship committee, seeing countless applications from high-achieving students.
And I thought about the women and the single moms and the reentry students that don't have anyone in their corner saying you can do it. And what would it be like at 20 years old if I knew some of the things that I know now?
The answer can be seen in the WELLE scholars. The program has a 97% retention rate for keeping the women in school, and many have gone on to four-year colleges.
It's just overwhelming to see someone go on to Berkeley and seeing them accomplish their goals.
For Edna Valdez, who was a scholar last year, she says the experience has been life-changing.
Other people around the community, they just think that it's impossible. It's impossible to be what you want to be. And for myself, it's no, I'm going to break that chain.
In May, Valdez earned her associate's degree in criminal justice, and she'll soon start at San Jose State. She hopes to become a sheriff's deputy. But most importantly, she says she's already become a role model for her son.
That everything's possible. That if mom can do it, he can do it.
Today at Hartnell, WELLE will award scholarships to its next group of women, bringing the total to 100. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.